This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 18th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the worsening Ebola outbreak, its spread to at least two additional healthcare workers here in the U.S., and the latest steps by federal and state agencies to combat the threat. On Saturday, Alert USA subscribers were some of the first in the nation to learn that a healthcare worker at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas tested positive for Ebola. That individual had been providing direct care for U.S. Ebola Index patient Thomas Eric Duncan. Less than 3 days later, a second nurse tested positive for the virus. Prior to a formal diagnosis, the second nurse traveled via commercial aircraft to and from Ohio. Follow-on investigations indicate that she may have been symptomatic prior to even leaving. Given the breakdown in the response to the initial Ebola patient and the lack of clear guidelines regarding self-isolation and self-monitoring, as well as the subsequent cross-country travel of the second infected nurse, Dallas County Commissioners had planned to issue a disaster declaration which would have provided extensive powers to force quarantines. Instead, the commission opted to temporarily hold back, allowing Dallas County Medical Director Dr. Christopher Perkins to issue a control order preventing approximately 90 individuals being monitored from using public transportation of any kind, including buses, trains, and airliners, as well as to prohibit them from visiting any public place. According to Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, if an order is in place, I expect it to be followed, and we'd use the law to enforce it. On Thursday, Alert USA subscribers were also notified of a forthcoming executive action by President Obama to activate elements of the National Guard and Reserve Forces for deployment to West Africa. Under the now-completed move, the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security can order the activation of members of the selected reserve and the individual-ready reserve. Early Friday morning, Alert USA subscribers were also some of the first in the nation to learn of yet another Dallas healthcare worker who was reportedly ill with Ebola-like symptoms on a cruise ship off the coast of Belize. While U.S. media outlets and government agencies are in full spin and damage control mode saying that the healthcare worker is not showing any symptoms, foreign press reports and the government of Belize are saying something very different. According to Belize City television station Channel 7, there is at least one passenger on board the cruise ship Carnival Magic showing symptoms similar to that of the Ebola virus. The sick passenger and her companion were placed on a ship tender to go ashore in order to catch a medical evacuation flight arranged by the U.S. government. Despite a direct request by the U.S. State Department, the Belize Ministry of Health forbade the tender from coming ashore and deployed their Coast Guard to enforce the action. The sick individuals were eventually returned to the ship, which is, as of the time of this report's preparation on Friday afternoon, now underway and headed back to the U.S. And to top off this Ebola news roundup, consider the fact that President Obama has named Ron Klain, a lawyer and former chief of staff to Vice President Joe Biden, as his Ebola czar and point man on a national response. According to Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, quote, "The worst Ebola epidemic in world history, and President Obama puts a government bureaucrat with no healthcare experience in charge. Is he serious?" According to the White House, Klain will report to National Security Advisor Susan Rice and to Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco. Listeners are urged to think long and hard about this week's events, as Alert USA has been warning in these weekly updates for months. Given that standard flu symptoms such as fever, vomiting, sore throat, coughs, muscle aches, fatigue, and headaches are also early symptoms of an Ebola infection, hospitals and clinics across North America are already in freakout mode with each individual who presents with these symptoms, and flu season is just getting started. Additionally, as the number of confirmed Ebola cases increases, so too does the number of individuals being exposed who have absolutely no travel history whatsoever to West Africa. Very soon, the question, "Have you been to West Africa recently?" will be inconsequential. Here again, Alert USA cautions listeners that it is imperative that you and your family set aside time for a focused discussion on how you will respond if and when Ebola cases begin appearing in your local area. While government officials tell you that there is nothing to worry about as there have been so few cases, please again consider what has happened in the past 7 days. Two nurses who treated U.S. Index patient Thomas Duncan were infected. The first nurse exposed several individuals who themselves are now being monitored. The second nurse jumped on a plane, flew several states away, ran around town making wedding arrangements, then flew back. If news reports are accurate, she may have made the entire trip while in an infectious state. Now the CDC is attempting to track down and interview two full plane loads of individuals, those with whom she had contact prior to leaving, as well as those with whom she had interactions while in her hometown in Ohio. Then add the situation with the cruise ship Carnival Magic, currently underway and headed back to the U.S. from Belize. The ship, which is reportedly carrying more than 4,600 passengers and crew, left Galveston, Texas on Sunday, October 12th, made a port call in Mahogany Bay, Honduras on Wednesday before moving on to Belize, where it was turned away. This is how pandemics start, and given the deadly nature of the disease, the ill-prepared state of many U.S. hospitals to respond, and the weak and conflicting guidance being given to hospitals by the CDC, it is imperative that you make your own preparedness plans now for what is looking increasingly like a dangerous winter. Consider yourself forewarned. Alert USA is receiving numerous reports from subscribers who work as doctors, nurses, lab techs, and EMTs across the country saying that the national medical infrastructure is ill-prepared to handle an Ebola outbreak, and there are an increasing number of professionals simply quitting their jobs as opposed to endangering the lives of themselves and families to insufficient planning, training, and knowledge on how to safely operate in an environment with possible biosafety level 4 pathogens. We suggest doing what you can to boost your own immune system, including consideration of the annual flu and pneumonia vaccines, so as to minimize your chances of having to go anywhere near a medical facility in the first place. You can find much more on this story, including links to the high points made in this report, links to specific quotes referenced, as well as links to specific preparedness guidance in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. Read it and get educated. This outbreak is not ending anytime soon and does pose a viable threat to the general U.S. population. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of major changes in its spread to different regions, reports of confirmed cases and potential exposures in school systems, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that in addition to a new worldwide caution issued last week by the U.S. State Department, there are currently more than 36 other U.S. government-issued alerts and warnings in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. If you are planning travel abroad this coming holiday season, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 18th, 2014.